Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Good evening, I'm John Landecker. Thank you for tuning in. It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we're going to get right to it because there's no reason to wait. Welcoming Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, back to the program. Good evening, Doctor. Thank you for taking time to be with us.
Yeah, thank you, John. It's good to hear your voice. Nice. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I have a whole stack full of questions about, well, what was just in the news, what I've been reading online. I saw a study that was published, I believe, out of Israel, or maybe it was a student at Harvard Medical School who coined the term fog of information. Would you think that that would be an applicable description of how all the information about COVID masks, who gets what kind of shot or booster, what age? I mean, it's all sort of hanging in the air as some sort of fog, a dense fog that's hard to, for an individual who's, you know, not a medical person like me, to make my way through to find out exactly what's going on. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, John, I absolutely do. And this has been one of the challenges from the beginning of COVID. And by the way, you know, we've been talking about this now for over 2 years.
Yeah,
so think
I know.
About that.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
Two years. And we're living through a pandemic, a worldwide pandemic of a brand new virus that humanity's never seen before. So all the information that we have is new. How do we understand what's going on when we're dealing with something that is new? And then how do we make decisions for ourselves, our communities, for a state, a nation, the world, when everything is new? So I suspect that the person who coined using the term fog, just like the fog of war,
during the fog of war,
you never know what's going on.
Exactly.
This feels like a war, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You know, that we've been going through.
Yeah.
So trying to understand, to be able to tease out from all the information that's out there, particularly in this internet age that we live in, where everything gets published immediately. There's more information than anybody is humanly capable of digesting. How do we handle all of this? How do we understand what's going on? And how do we decide what to do best? So I think fog is a really good way to describe that whole situation.
Well, just in the news, even today and yesterday, and I'm sure you've heard this, many people have, that Philadelphia is going to reinstate its mask mandate on indoor gatherings, and that the CDC just announced that they will, I believe, expand for 3 weeks the ban, the mask mandate on air travel and train travel. Obviously, those moves are made in reaction to some kind of information that they feel backs up the spread of a variant. Is that true?
Yeah, so I think what CDC and then the White House did is they peered through the fog, and they said, you know, we're still in a pandemic. We have this highly infectious subvariant of Omicron, this thing called BA2, which makes up the majority of the new infections that we have. And we're not quite ready yet to say it's okay to go maskless on public transportation, be it a commuter train or an airplane.
Right.
That's the decision that they made. And I believe that goes now till May 3rd. And in the run-up to May 3rd, they'll make another decision based on what the situation is with this BA2 subvariant that we're dealing with. Now, John, it's interesting. Philadelphia, I was really surprised. I heard a rumor that they were going to reinstate their indoor mask mandate. They still have a relatively low number of new cases every day. But their health commissioner was concerned that that number was going to start to rapidly increase, and she decided to reinvoke the indoor mask mandate for Philadelphia. We'll see whether that makes a difference. What she just did for us, John, and this is important, she's giving us a natural experiment.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to see what happens in Philadelphia compared to other cities that has not reinvoked the mask mandate. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see what the difference is, whether it makes a difference. And maybe one of the things that we'll learn during the next few weeks will help us clear away some of the fog so we'll better understand how to make some of these decisions.
Speaking of these decisions, you know, a lot of it appears to me falls into concerns for safety and vaccinations and boosters, and where you wear a mask and where you don't wear a mask falls into various demographics. For instance, Dr. Fauci today suggested that anybody over 50 should get the next booster. Well, obviously, that doesn't include people under 50. And, you know, if you watch baseball games or large crowds outside, and the demographic of the attendance skews a little younger, there's not a mask in sight. What can you say to that? I mean, how do we trust each other? How do we come together demographically so that we can support our health entirely?
So I think the first thing is we have to look at what we do know, and we know a ton now about the virus and who gets sick and who has the big problems.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, we know that older people, particularly over the age of 65, are at high risk. Now, high risk of what? If they get infected, somebody who's over 65, particularly somebody who has a chronic illness like diabetes, somebody who is obese, somebody who's dealing with an immunosuppressive state where their immune system isn't working normally, those are the people who have been getting the sickest during this whole pandemic. And in our experience in the United States, the majority of people who've actually died, John, have been in that category.
Right.
So that's a category that, you know, those people definitely should get the second booster, the fourth shot, if they had an mRNA vaccine, Moderna or Pfizer. And those people have to make a decision for themselves based on their own age, their own health issues, if they have any, and then just their own sense of what is safe and secure for them. How much do they go out into public where there's a lot of people around? This will be true as long as this virus is around the way it is right now. On the other hand, somebody who's 25 years old and totally healthy, those folks have done great through this entire time. Yeah, we can talk about things like long COVID and some of the other issues that we've been talking about over the last 2 years, but for the vast, vast majority of that population, they're going to do fine. They don't need to go get another booster. They should go live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we're starting to see how every individual has to make a risk-benefit assessment based on his or her own set of demographics, mm-hmm. medical situation, all those kinds of things.
We're talking to Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine. In the midst of a conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Copen, who's the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, we are talking about making our way through the fog of information that's in the air about everything COVID and booster. And if you have a question, 312-981-7200. And Kathleen has been waiting on the line. So, Kathleen, go ahead.
Hi, Doctor. I have a question. Okay, if you're over 70 and you're thinking about getting the second booster, you don't have any underlying conditions, but you're going to go on a trip on a plane, so I think it would be a good idea to get it. But now what I've heard is that, okay, I got all Pfizer's, and I read somewhere it said that you might want to get a Moderna one instead of a Pfizer for the second booster. And I wanted to see what your opinion was about that. If they're both readily available at all of the places, would it be better just to keep what you have or try the other one, or what's your thought?
Yeah, Kathleen, I agree with you. It's important that you would get the fourth shot, the second booster. You're 70, and thankfully you're healthy. But just being 70, it's prudent to get that second booster. Mm-hmm. As of today, the best evidence that we have would say get the Pfizer, the same vaccine that you've had up until now. We don't yet have enough data from well-done studies to justify going ahead and doing the Moderna. Now, having said that, if the Pfizer was not available, it's okay to get the Moderna, but my recommendation would be to get the Pfizer.
Very good. Okay, well, you sealed the deal then. Okay, thank you very much.
Have a good trip, Kathleen. Have a good trip.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Kathleen. I was shocked to see some news footage yesterday of Shanghai, China, which has 25 million people, as far as I understand it, in total lockdown with drones in the air circulating over the populace, telling people what they can and can't do as they take obviously really extreme measures to deal with whatever situation they think their COVID exposure is at that time. I just thought, wow, that is an extreme I certainly don't want to have to deal with. And I don't think we will. We've got some text messages coming in. 630, I'm more worried about people catching COVID in a ballpark bathroom and crowded corridors than sitting outdoors. Anything on that, doctor?
Yeah, it's a good point. We know being outside is certainly safer from a catching the COVID perspective than being inside in a crowded area. So as someone who has spent more time than he likes to recall inside crowded Wrigley Field bathrooms, for example, that this listener is correct. If you're concerned about the possibility of catching COVID, going into an enclosed, crowded place will increase the likelihood or the possibility that you can get infected.
I've got a couple of more texts coming in here from 219. Dr. Kogan, I'm early 50s with controlled high blood pressure. Can I get a fourth shot now and another shot in the fall? My doctor recommends waiting until fall for the fourth shot.
Yeah, it's another really nice question. My suspicion is come the fall, just like when we're going to get our annual flu shot, there will be a new COVID vaccine to get then. So, you know, that's obviously months away. So the question is, should I get the second booster now, or should I wait till November, possibly December? And I think the answer to that depends on questions like, you have high blood pressure, so that is a chronic illness. Are you overweight? If you're overweight and you have high blood pressure and you're in your 50s, I would recommend that you go ahead and get that fourth shot. You get the second booster for prudence sake. If you're not and you're otherwise fine, then you can make a decision what you feel most secure in as an individual. Do I want to get that shot or do I not want? You could go either way, and I don't think you're going to be making a wrong decision.
When you say a new vaccine is going to be available in the fall, are these extensions of Pfizer and Moderna, or are we talking about a new player, so to speak, a new name?
Well, I think we're going to find that Pfizer and Moderna, the two that we all know the best, will likely have a new type of vaccine. It will still be the mRNA technology, that platform right. that we've all learned so much about. But it's likely that vaccine likely will be directed at a different variant of the COVID virus. John, what we're getting right now is a vaccine that was developed to protect us against the original version, the Alpha, the one that we had back over 2 years ago. We've obviously gone through a bunch of variations since then, right? And we all can recite the Greek letters of the different variants that we've had to deal with. So what's happening right now is the vaccine experts are trying to sort out what would be the best vaccine to get against which variant come the fall. So, for example, would it be against Omicron, maybe, the variant that we're seeing right now? If you recall back last summer, we had Delta. Would it be something like that? So that's what's being worked on right now, and I expect that we'll be hearing from the vaccine experts at FDA and from the vaccine manufacturers what their best assessment is, what that new vaccine should look like that we'll get come the fall. And that will give us a lot to discuss once we get that information.
We've got a couple of minutes left, and I'm going to want to try to get to one more text from 630. 5 months since my last booster. Will be 65 in October, getting together inside for Easter. 10 to 12 people of mixed ages. Do I get a booster now? Also going overseas in late May. Should I get it now or wait a month?
Yeah, so if you're going away in late May, I would go ahead and get it now. It takes about 2 weeks after getting the vaccine to get to the antibody response mm-hmm. that the vaccine provides. So if you're traveling overseas in late May, and forget about Easter now. If you got your vaccine today, it's now too late to get that robust antibody response for this coming Sunday. But if you're going away in late May, you might want to wait until we get to the first part of May, maybe the second week of May. Go ahead and get that second booster then, and then you'll have the most robust antibody levels when you go on your trip overseas.
Great answer. Great question. We're running out of time, and I just want to be transparent about this. I just turned 75 years old, and I have taken every friggin' shot that ever came out. If there was a shot, I took it. If there was a booster, I took it, because I'll be damned if I'm going to be walking around and some idiot who thinks this is all some sort of farce or whatever, who doesn't have a mask on or whatever and gets near me, somehow transmits something that I'm not going to be able to deal with because of my demographic. So I just want to let people know I'm in this to stay alive. And I think I have valid concerns, quite frankly. So
John, you're right. And I have to say, you're an inspiration for all of us. You're saying the right thing, dude. Everybody out there, listen to Mr. Landecker. He knows what he's talking about.
Oh, that'll be the day. Well, right back at you, Doctor. Thank you so much for being with us. That's Dr. Jeffrey Copen, who's the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. That is an absolute first, where a doctor told you to listen to me.